Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I wish I could grab that ball and climb away.
That's lyricist and composer Bill Finn at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield.
The juices happen when you're here.
Finn knows this from personal experience. Up in the theater's balcony, he leans in and tells me the story about the winter of 2004. That's when he, his co-writers, and the theater company's artistic director, Julie Boyd, created the 25th Putnam County Spelling Bee in nearby Sheffield.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
It was a miserable, snowy, freezing winter, and I felt like I was in The Shining writing. I was going crazy here, and so the show was written here, and then we did it here twice. And I felt like I was walking around knowing we had a hit.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very nice, very nice beginning.
Spelling Bee was a hit. It took Broadway by storm in 2005. And while that long winter made Finn believe in the Berkshire's power to inspire, he admits he didn't always have faith in Pittsfield. Just a few months after winning the Tony Award, artistic director Julie Boyd told Finn the theater company was going to move from Sheffield to Pittsfield. His reaction?
I said, no, what are you doing?
Finn was horrified because of Pittsfield's enduring reputation as a dying town. He'd heard about it as a student at Williams College.
When I was at Williams, GE had just moved out and Pittsfield was going through terrible times, and I really just didn't know anything about the town. And so I thought, oh God, that's a tough one. And it's amazing, but I think, you know, the mayor, Mayor Roberto, has decided to use culture as a way to bring the town back, and it's working amazingly. So they were right and I was wrong, and I'm thrilled to be along for the ride.
Finn comes up to Pittsfield every summer to lead the Barrington Stage's Musical Theater Lab. It's an incubator for rising young students from New York. Now Finn calls Pittsfield the epicenter of new musical theater writing.
People want to come here and rehearse.
People like 27-year-old Carmen Ruby Floyd.
Why the hell don't I know about how to live a decent life? Why don't they teach a lesson like that in school? I can blame my mom for all that's gone wrong. Well, I see she's having trouble moving on. So I'm gonna shut up.
Bill Finn is the man. He seriously is.
At this recent rehearsal, Finn's student admits she didn't know much about Pittsfield before coming up this summer, except that it's been called a stepping stone to Broadway.
What I knew of it is that this is where things are created. This is the workshop, the setup. Let's see how this goes. We have a new piece. We want to test it out. We want to see what it can bring. Then you take it to the city.
She says in the musical theater world, Pittsfield has a kind of hush-hush cachet.
And I think it's great because it's that little dive, little restaurant, the walk by it. But once you go in and you have that fabulous food, you'll always come back. So that's what I think this place is.
As for her mentor, Bill Finn, now he has this to say about the city where he spends his summers.
Unfortunately, Pittsfield, the pit doesn't help, and so we call it the field.
And thanks to the Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield has its very own song.
It's Independence Day in Pittsfield.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
My room, my cocoon. There's a big parade in Pittsfield. It looks like all the town will be here soon. Lawn chairs, coolers, helium-filled balloons. Firemen, twirlers, majorettes and bassoons. I'd love to join the crowd in Pittsfield, but I'm paralyzed with every kind of fear. 'Cause it's clear, it's 90 degrees. We'll all die of thirst. We're gonna be trapped. Our bladders will burst. I think I'm gonna watch from right up here.
Come join the march. Come join the march. On this spot in 1774, 2 years before the war, angry Berkshire men carry garden tools, go to the front steps of what was then called the Court of Common Pleas. They made
my window as they go down below, while the oldest man in Pittsfield, amazing that he showed up for the show, now he stops and casually wipes his brow.